How do you approach this week? It's a little different because you're going to get even more playing time probably this week.
You approach it the exact same. You just try to focus, understand what they're doing. We won't game plan too much, you know, but get in studying, get recovered, get ready to go, and just go out there and compete.
You'd be a little bit more nervous this week, more so than any other, because this is like a final audition.
I wouldn't say more nervous. I always get excited, nervous for every time I step foot on this field in a practice or a game.
How much do you think weighs on your play in this final game versus the whole body weight?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Given that you're going to get like those some extended time, do you think that they're going to take a longer look? I mean, is it kind of...
For me, it's just about trying to do what I'm coached, improve every single day, and that's just one more day. And you know, it's just another blessing, and it's an opportunity to go out there and play the game that I love.
So, what do you think you need to improve on?
Well, I mean, just everything. You know, everything I'm being coached on: footwork, fundamentals, reads, everything.
That's a lot of stuff to cram into one game. There's got to be things that you know that you've done that you need to do better.
I think it's just trying to run the offense. When you get opportunities in there, go put points on the board. That's what it's about.
How would you describe this entire journey coming back from trying to get a team to look at you to OTAs to where you are right now?
Oh, it's been an awesome journey. It's been a blessing. Just so much fun every day. It's an awesome opportunity.
What do you think you need to show the coaches in this fourth game to like say that this job's mine?
Oh, again, that's not up to me. I just try to go out there and compete, do the best I can with the coaching, and try to understand it and apply it as best I can, and also just go have fun.
Tim, you know what you have to improve on. I mean, we're circling the wagons here. You know what you need to do better. You yourself, when you play, will you share that with us?
Honestly, it's just about putting points on the board. When you get the opportunity, go through your reads. You know, it's different on every play. You know, so it changes. Could be a decision on this play, a read on this play, your footwork on this play. So, you know, you're always just working on all those things. You know, it's really, for us, the most important thing.
How do you feel your decision-making has been?
I feel like I've been improving on it, trying to make the right decisions with the football, with our tempo, get to line of scrimmage, play fast, get everybody going. So just trying to get better every day.
How would you define
the two-point conversions or attempts the other night? Were those more decisions? Were they kind of breakdowns when you evaluate that? What was it?
Well,
did they go right?
Bottom line, you just got to get it in. So, you know, we'll continue to look at the film and see how we can do that better and how I can do that better.
Is that a role you're comfortable in, being called on to just come in, called to do those two-point conversions?
I'm comfortable doing whatever they ask me to do.
How would you define your overall mechanics today compared to the guy who was playing a couple of years ago?
Do what?
Your overall mechanics. How would you just describe them today compared to where you were?
I would say I'm improved. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm a lot more comfortable in my overall mechanics, from my footwork to throwing accuracy, timing, all those things. So trying to continue that process.
No matter what happens at this cut down, do you intend to keep trying? I mean, if it doesn't work out here, you're going to keep trying, right?
I intend to live one day at a time. That means I'm going to finish today. I'm going to try to go have an awesome walkthrough and just an awesome recovery session, and I'm going to worry about today. That's something that I've just always tried to live by. It's something that's extremely biblical, and you know, you're going to have enough things to worry about in the future, so don't worry about it right now. Let's worry about today.
What's the dynamic like between you and Matt Barkley?
Oh, it's awesome. He's an awesome guy. We've been friends for a while. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think he's a really awesome guy. He's got a great family, and I consider him a good friend.
Is it hard then, being that he's a friend, to know you guys are going to go into this game competing for the one job you both want?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
Well, why isn't that tough, knowing one's going to get it and one isn't?
Because you just come out here, you compete, you root for each other, you cheer each other on, I think that's just something that comes from, you know, you're trying to care about people, trying to, you know, also just from my faith, yeah, you're competing for something, but at the same time, you want to do it the right way, and you want to treat others the way you want to be treated the entire time, no matter what's on the line, no matter what's at stake, because opportunities or positions are never more important than character.